This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey nerds, welcome to a very special episode of the Professional Book Nerds podcast presented by Overdrive. It is special because I am saying goodbye to the podcast. I have accepted another job, so I'll be leaving Overdrive on good terms, but leaving the company means leaving the podcast. And so, yeah, you'll hear me on a few other episodes that I've pre-recorded, but this will kind of be my goodbye, I suppose. So much like we started the podcast, I'm going to end the podcast the same way, by not having any idea what I'm going to say throughout this episode. So I guess here we go. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, you may know, may not. Jill and I have recorded almost 300 episodes, or almost 600 episodes of this podcast. That includes me interviewing hundreds of authors, whether both of us together or by myself. And Jill's also done a ton of interviews by herself as well. But I don't love Malcolm Gladwell's writing, but the 10,000 hours thing is true. And it's funny because I think I told Jill, like, I feel like she and I have spent 10,000 hours either in Zoom rooms or in person together. But yeah, I accepted a new job and I'm excited. But yeah, I will not lie. This is the part of my job at Overdrive I'm going to miss the most. Interviewing authors has been something that honestly is a dream like come true. And I mean that truly. I've always been a book nerd. My mom taught third and fourth grade for about 40 years. And even at the core of our relationship now, we read. You know, she and I had book dates growing up where she would take me to Barnes and Noble or Borders and let me pick out any books I wanted. She's the reason that I fell in love with the Harry Potter books. She's the reason I picked up my first Ken Follett book. She turned me into a book nerd and I went turned that way ever since. I actually remember when we first started the podcast, when Joe came up to me and said, "Hey, we should have a podcast." And I said, "Yes." And we talked to our director and he said, "Sure." I remember our initial idea was just to talk about books and do some book recommendations with our staff librarians. And I had the crazy idea to ask publishers to let me and then let us both interview some of their authors. And I remember interviewing Marika and Zoraida Cordova first and being so nervous. And then it just kind of blossoming from there. But that was a dream of mine. I remember listening to podcasts before we had ours. And hearing people like Chris Hardwick on what was The Nerdist and is now the ID10T podcast, and Mark Maron, and all these other people that I would listen to. And I just loved these long form conversations. You know, I love long conversations. You may have noticed in the past that the episodes where I do interviews sometimes tend to be longer than episodes with Jill and I. It's because I love so much having that shared moment with a person. Whether it's Brad Meltzer or James Patterson or an author that no one's ever heard of yet because it's their debut, or Zakiya Delilah Harris, or all these people, Ben Folds, all these people that I've gotten to interview, I love getting to have that one moment with them where for a half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, I'm going to talk with them and it's just the two of us in person or via Zoom, having a conversation. And then the reason I love podcasts so much is then all of you get to join that conversation after the fact and hear those shared human connections. It's something that is one of the great joys of my life, is getting able to do that. And so I'll tell you now, I'll break protocol a little bit. And instead of telling you to get in contact with us, I hear the podcast, I'm going to give you all my personal information if you want to contact me, because I very much plan on doing something in the book world in the coming weeks and months. But you can find me on Twitter at Socks, C-L-E, so S-O-C-K-S-C-L-E. If you want to shoot me an email, I'll absolutely go for it. SOCKELA@gmail.com. I'm happy to talk with all of you. If you're in the Reading Glasses Slack channel, I'll still be there. I can chat with you there. You can find me on the Story Graph, but if you want to stay in contact with me, and I mean that, you can find me on Instagram, S-O-C-K-E-L-A. I think you'll just see a lot of pictures of my dogs. The reason I'm telling you that is because, like I said, I love having those conversations and then letting you all hear it after the fact. And so that's something I'm going to explore ways that I can do moving forward, because I'm so excited about the things that I'm taking on in the future, but I don't want to remove myself from the book world, both because I love being a part of it and also because I'm writing a book and I want to stay in the literary world for the time that whenever I finish that and I'm able to get it published. And what do they say the secret is? Put yourself out in the world, put the thing out in the world that you want. I want to be a published author. I've said that on the podcast a bunch of times, and in the interim, I'm going to work to find ways to, maybe it's a new podcast, maybe it's a bookish Instagram, but like I said, just follow me on Twitter, Instagram, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to chat with you. But getting back to what this podcast meant to me, I remember when we first started, I so badly wanted to be kind of like in the know in the literary world. It felt very much, it didn't feel gatekeepery, but it just felt like such a cool community to be a part of. And I didn't know how to do it. Jill is a published author. I didn't really know a lot of authors. And now I do, because one by one, sort of brick by brick, I made this wall of relationships with people that are in the book world. Mallory and Bria over at Reading Glasses, getting to talk to Jason Reynolds a couple of times, getting to chat with Victoria Schwab for several hours over a couple of podcasts about audiobooks, all these people, getting to talk to Ken Follett. And, I mentioned Ben Folds earlier, getting to interview Mikkel Gillette, who, is the lead singer of Airborne Toxic Event, like all these different people that I've adored from afar, or I met because of the podcast, and I now get to call, either connections or some of them genuine friends like Mallory and Bria. I just, I'm very thankful for all of you who have listened in. I'm going to get choked up, and I wasn't expecting to do that. You have all enabled Jill and I to do some really cool stuff, and Jill's going to keep doing great stuff. I've gotten to travel all around the country doing this podcast. I have joked about it on numerous occasions, but I got to interview James Patterson in person for like the 50th episode of this podcast in New York City. That's where I met Brad. If you are local here to us in Cleveland, maybe you've come to some of our events with Cuyahoga County Public Library, where, we've sat down with JoJo Moyes and Jodi Picou and Harlan Coben. All these just Lee Child, all these just incredible people, Alan Cumming, which we've talked about endlessly. I'm sorry, I'm name dropping. I am nervous doing this, which is a thing that hasn't happened in a while. And I know that I'm just kind of rambling over things, but because you all listened and left comments and gave us ratings and followed us on social media, you enabled us to ingrain ourselves into the book world and have these connections with people. I've gotten to meet a bunch of you when we were all allowed to travel in the normal times. And I would see some of you at you know, the American Library Association, if you're a librarian listening in, and going to those annual conferences, or I met some of you at BookCon and the Los Angeles Book Festival. I am just so thankful for everything that this podcast provided me and that I was able to provide other people. I have always been worried about not having some sort of platform to share my feelings and my thoughts about stuff. And obviously this is a book podcast, and on most days, you know, we're doing author interviews or we're doing, you know, random collections of books for you. But then there were other days where we got to talk about social justice, or, you know, books by trans authors, or I did a few episodes about books that helped me get through, you know, my mental health issues. And then to hear the feedback from all of you on those, it really meant a lot. Again, I've gotten to interview some of my heroes. I've made new heroes through this podcast. And yeah, I can feel myself rambling now because I don't want to end. I don't want to stop talking about these things, but I'm still a reader. I'm still a library lover. I'm going to use Libby every single day. If you aren't doing that yet, come on, what are you waiting for? Start listening to audiobooks and reading ebooks. You know, if you would have told me 6 years ago that our podcast would have millions of downloads from over 100 countries, we would interview some of the biggest people in the world, we would travel to Chicago and San Francisco and New York and Los Angeles and Arizona and Orlando, and I would drive to Delaware for an event, I would have told you were crazy. It was amazing. It's an awesome, awesome experience. And now not only has it forced me mentally to remain in the book world, I don't think I ever would have felt confident trying to become an author if it wasn't for all the conversations I had on this podcast. And now I have a draft of a book that is coming along that I'm so already proud of. And I know how to structure it because, as I'm sure many of you know, I asked so many authors about structure and how they write their books and their process. And that was honestly a little selfish because I wanted to know how they did it. And so because of this podcast, I get to stay in that book world. I'm confident that I can create a new version, not of this podcast, because I would never want to take away the thunder from this first amazing thing that I got to do with Jill, but, you know, something that keeps me in the book world and lets me have these conversations and put them out into the world. So yeah, like I said, if you want to follow me, if you want to shoot me an email, please do. If you want to connect with me, I will miss this so much. I will miss this so much. And I will miss all of you so freaking much. But I am thankful and grateful. And yeah, a little bit sad. But if you have gotten anything out of this podcast, whether you've been listening for a few weeks or years, if I was able to give you a book recommendation that made you feel better, made you smile, got you through something tough, or you just liked listening to Jill and I be goofy together, then that's all I can ask for. And if you kept listening through all of our bad audio and fumbling over stuff, thank you. I am eternally grateful. I am forever a book nerd. And I will miss you all so, so much. Bye, everybody.
Hi there. I'm Heather Drago.
And I'm Sarah Saunders.
We host the podcast, That's a hard no about saying no and setting boundaries.
So you can become that true and empowered you that this world needs. Saying no isn't just okay.
It's the key to living an authentic, fulfilling life.
I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor, so while this podcast is in no way a replacement for one-on-one therapy, I suppose I know what I'm talking about.
I'd say so. We talk about learning to say no and set healthy boundaries and how it impacts mental health, physical health, relationships, parenthood, and more.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website, hardnopodcast.com.
We're here to help you find your no and say it unapologetically.
That's a hard no.